There's a braisa on Tzadikemet Aleph with three opinions of Tanoi Makode, Reb Meir, Reb Yudah, Reb Shimon. The Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis, they'll be passing like Reb Yudah. We'll get to that soon. Because the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah is usually Reb Meir. This Stam Mishnah is clearly not Reb Meir. Reb Meir is out of the running. Rashi points out on Tzadikemet Beis. Where's the Rashi? Dimra Maschal, Reb Yudah, Reb Shimon, Koshken, Reb Meir, Loi Mesukman, that's out of the question. Mishnah for sure is against Reb Meir. Mishnah says, "Hagoizel pora v'yolda." So you're kinda that Shina is kinda. According to Rabbi Meir, Shina is not kinda. You have to give everything back. Mitam knas mederabbanan. And Atar Rabbi Meir is mask mashini kinda mederabbanan. Says it's a knas, and the Mishnah doesn't mention a knas. So Rabbi Meir is out of the running. It's an unusual case. It's not Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. The only toss up is it Reb Shimon, is it Reb Yudah? Neither fits in well. So the Gemara is going to that sign that it's Reb Yudah. And that's how we pass him like this Stam Mishnah Halachic Reb Yudah over here. So again, so the Gemara says, what's the reason for Reb Meir? Why does he say Gozel Pora Binisabra Etzlo V'Yolda? He has to give everything back. Is it because he holds like V'Shamai that Shinoi Eino Koina? We would prefer not to assume that any. We were forced before into assuming that there are four more Tanoim who hold like Beishamai. Abai listed off all the four. Some of the whole partially like Beishamai, not exactly. Some of the whole Shina Chazal Briyosa is not kind. It's not exactly like Beishamai. That's what Tosis pointed out. It's not 100% the same. So the Shaila was, does Rab Meir deny Shina Koina? He just makes a Knas Medirabon. The Gemara came to the conclusion, Rab Meir is masking the Shina Yiskoina. You see from the Mishnah later, Beferish like that. The only thing is it makes a Knas Medirabon. Then the Gemara entered the Shaila. We know in Hanizokin and in Gittin there's a whole sugya. Rab Meir, Rab Yudah, sometimes Kontzer Shogot Temezit, sometimes Lo Kontzer Shogot Temezit. So what would Rab Meir say over here? Would Rab Meir say that this penalty with the Rabbanon in the area of Dinim Mammon is the other penalties are in the area of Isa Veheta? A man plants Beshvius, he does Malacha B'chol HaMoed. Most of them are Sham, Isa Malacha B'Shabbos, I'm a Basham B'Shabbos. Most of them are Ben Adam La'Mokim, they're not Ben Adam La'Chaver. So here's a different kind of a Shaila. Does it make sense over here to say Kontzer Shogot Temezit where it's an Iser? So the Gemara is going to come to the conclusion that no. The Gemara is going to prove on Amud Beis. Shema Mina. The Mezid Konev B'Shege Lakonev Shema Mina. That's the Maskana. 15 lines from the top, the Gemara comes to the conclusion. Until they came to that conclusion, so they said, Toshma. About 10 lines from the bottom of Tzadik Hemenal. Toshma. The Gemara quotes Abraisa. Chamisha Govim Ben Amuchurorim. There are five people who only collect from B'nei Chor and don't collect from Mishabodim. So one of them was the Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra says if you have a milva I'll pay, you only collect from Bnei Chayrin, from the loiva. If you have a milva b'shtar, you collect from the Shabbatim, you collect from the Lakuchas. What if you have a milva b'shtar, but it doesn't say kol nechasim Shabbatim l'chovzeh? They treat it like maybe if it doesn't say you don't collect. So that's a known machlokes Rav Meir and Chachamim. If the shtar chayv doesn't say Kol nechasim shibadim l'chob zeh. They say achrayis. The lack of achrayis is a tos sefer. This kila nichtav dami or not so. Machlekes halachal ma'aser Rameh and the Rabbanan. We don't pass like Rameh. We pass like the Rabbanan. That achrayis tos sefer. You collect anyway from the nechasim shibadim. Here it says in this brisa, there are five people who collect minam b'churarim only from bnei chor and not from shibadim. And it says a shtar chayv shein ba achrayis nechasim. So the Gemara says, "Man shamis leidam achrayis lav tosafir." Rav Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. We don't paskin like that. We paskin even a shtachev shem achrayis nechasim. We assume that that's a mistake. The sofer made a mistake; he forgot to mention it, and there's going to be a shib nechasim anyway. Unless Tosis points out, unless it says explicitly, this is tacit thing that I owe you money. $10,000, and there's no shib nechasim. If it says beferish no shib nechasim, then there's no. But if it doesn't say one way or the other, then it's a machleg zamen rabbanan. We wouldn't paskin like this brisa. The brisa is shalek halach. So the Gemara says the brisa obviously shalek halach is Rav Meir speaking. It's Rav Meir speaking, and one of the five people who collects from bnei chor and not from mishabadim is shvach peiris. What do the words mean? Shvach peiris. So the Gemara says two lines from the bottom. Uktoni shvach peiroi, shvach peiris hechidami, what do the words mean? Shvach peiroi. So the Gemara says, kigon, it means that pirish amilis is the following. Gozal sonim echaveiro, Reuben steals the field from Shimon, and he sells it to Levi. After he sells it to Levi, behishbicho, then the lakech Levi lays out a lot of money, and he improves the value of the karka. He lays out $10,000. Now the karka is worth $100,000 more than it was before. And now the nigna finally caught up with the ganav. The man went away to Eretz Yisrael for 5 years. He comes back and he finds that someone stole his field, and the wise guy stole his field, sold it to a lekeach. So the nigna comes back from Eretz Yisrael. So he takes away the field, and he takes away the shvach, takes away everything from the lekeach. And now the lekeach comes to get reimbursed from the ganav. Kishuhu goves, and when the lekeach comes to collect from the ganav who sold him the field, so he's going with the keren. The ganav sold him the field, and he took money for it. So that's outright geneva. He took money for the field. The field is not his. So of course he has to give him back. So that you can collect from the chasim shibadim also. Rashi says, because we mentioned the top, Rashi says because when the ganav sold the field to the lakeach, he wrote in the shtar mechirim, shimi trufu mimenu, if it'll be my fault that this field will be taken away from you from the lakeach, I will reimburse you the money that you paid me. So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that that's not the dafke. It's not only because he wrote him Koso lo b'shtar ha-mechir. Even Amoichas Hadei b'fnei Edim, even if he sells his field in the presence of two witnesses, you also say that Kol Nechosim Shubadim l'chay b'zeh. Amil v'apeh doesn't have Shiv Nechosim because of Seder de Lekuchas, the Gemara says, because Man the Yosef, Bitzino Yosef, people who borrow money don't want the public to know. They keep it a secret. They don't want everybody to know. So therefore, because of the consideration of Seder de Lekuchos, so we say there's no Shiv Nechosim. But one who sells a field, sells it Amoichas Hadei b'fnei Edim, he's not embarrassed, he doesn't hide it. So then the understanding that if the field is going to be taken away, I have to reimburse the money. That's ABC, that's obvious. That's obvious like that. There's a machlekes hameh and the rabbanon, where the achrayis tosav, achrayis lav tosav, means if I lend you money, and you agree to pay me back the $100,000. And if you don't have the money, I'll foreclose on your assets. The bezel will foreclose. So is it self-understood that if you will dispose of all of your assets, that I will have the right to collect from the lekuchas? So Rabbanan say, self-understood. Rabbanan says, why is it self-understood? How often does that happen that you have to go to collect from the lekuchas? Either he's going to pay you the money. If he doesn't pay the money, go to Bezmez and will foreclose on his assets. He'll have that amount of assets. It's a real thing. So that was the machalek zaman there, Rabban, is that self-understood. But this kind of achrayis habad is to a sefer. Let's say if I sell you a field for $100,000 and the field is taken away from you. So you're left with nothing. So what do you pay $100,000 to get nothing out of it? Of course it's self-understood that I have to reimburse you $100,000 in case the field will be taken away. So that's a double posha. The Gemara says, you don't have to even write it in the shtar. Rashi writes because he wrote it in the shtar. You don't even have to write in the shtar. You don't have to even mention it. Balpeh. That's self-understood that he's going to be reimbursed.
If you hold the kaka and then you're jealous of it, not even a kinyan on the part of the
Right.
It's worse than a mecca toys. I mean, he never had a kinyan.
Right. The money that he gave him is a halva. It's a halva. So of course he's expected to pay back the keren. Of course he has to give him back. So that the Gemara said, that's self-understood, that the lekeach has a right to collect not only from the ganef the $100,000 that he took from him, even from the ganef's lukuchas. If the ganef, this field that he sold didn't belong to the ganef, but let's say there'll be another field that does belong to the ganef. Something does belong to the Ganav. Not everything that he has is a stolen property. So some fields he does have that belong to him. The Ganav goes and he sells that field to someone else after having sold this field, the stolen field, to the Lekeach. So when he sold this field to the Lekeach, Kol Nechosim Shubadim, to reimburse him the $100,000 for this field. So if the Ganav sells his own field to a different Lekeach later on, so Gervis HaKer Min Nechosim Shubadim. That's how the Gemara says. The Lekeach Min HaGanav can get reimbursed $100,000, the Dmei HaMekach, that was a fraud, the whole thing was a fake, never got off the ground, that he can collect not only from the Ganef, Minei, he can even collect from the Chosim Shabbat. But what happens, the Lekeach improved this field that he bought from the Ganef, he laid out $10,000 to improve it. because of the $10,000 that he laid out, now it's worth $100,000 more. Before it was worth $100,000, now it's worth $200,000. So the Shevach, it's worth more than it was worth when he got it, is $100,000 more. So when he wants to collect that from the Ganef, the Ganef is mechuyev to reimburse the Lakeach min HaGanef, not only the Keren, the amount of money that he took for the demand, he has to reimburse, and even the Shvach. So the Gemara says, the Shvach he can only collect from the Chosim Bnei Chorin. He cannot collect from the Chosim Meshubot. Right. So the Gemara said, that's what the Brisa says. Chamishu Govim and Amuchuram. There are five people who collect from Bnei Chorin and don't collect from the Chosim Meshubotim. So the Shvach Peris means this kind of a case. So the Gemara wants to know, how come the Lekech Men Aganev gets reimbursed the full Shvach from the Ganev? He gets back $200,000. $100,000 was the Dmei HaMekach that was totally fraud. That's the Keren is Goyv even a Chosim Shabbatim of the Ganev. And the Shvach, the extra $100,000, he laid out $10,000, because of which the field is not worth $200,000. $100,000 worth more than it was worth originally. So the extra $100,000 he gets back from the Ganev by Nechosim Bnei Chorin, not from Nechosim Shabbatim, only Nechosim Bnei Chorin. So the Gemara wants to know, why does he get back a full $100,000 from the Nechosim Bnei Chorin of the Ganev? The Nignav should have to pay the Lakeach something. He laid out $10,000. Forget about this case of Ganev. I have a field and I go to Eretz Yisrael. I have an empty lot in the middle of Manhattan. And I go to Eretz Yisrael for 5 years. Then I come back and I find out somebody built a hotel on my lot. So the lot was worth $100,000. Now it's worth $10 million because of the hotel. He had to lay out $500,000. I don't know, making up numbers. The fellow who came to saw this empty lot, he invested $100,000 of work there. Now the lot is worth fortunes more. So whoever hired if I hire someone to do work for me, so whatever I agreed to in the contract, that's what I pay. If I didn't hire anyone, the fellow does the work on his own. So then the halacha says that he's entitled to get something. It depends if it's sara soyalita, sara shena soyalita. It depends what, but the din is I have to pay him something for improving my lot. I don't pay him the full shvach. That the lot is now worth $10 million, but at least I have to pay him $500,000 that he laid out. Ha shvach yeser al hayitzia. The yitzia, how much did he spend? Was $500,000, and the shvach is worth $10 million. So at least I have to pay him something. So why does it say that the lokeach min haganef collect $100,000 from the ganef? That's the keren, and that he collect from the chasim even mishubodim. And the $100,000 of the Shvach he collects from the Chosim and Echorin of the Ganef, the full $100,000. We ought to split it up. We ought to say the Nignav, who takes away, the Gemara spells it out. The Nignav comes in the second line from the top of Tzadik Vav Tzadik Hamid Beis. The Nignav comes in and takes away the Karka with the Shvach. So why doesn't the Nignav have to pay? Yorawala Tachtaini, he pays something like a Yorad Shaloi Bishus, Yorad Telchsor Shachaber Shaloi Bishus Vishbicha, gotta pay something. So the differential between what the Nignav pays and the true value of the Shvach, that's what the Ganav has to pay. It doesn't say that. It says Shvach Peiris, he collects the full Shvach Peiris. There's a Shvach, the full Shvach, Menachos Menacharim from the Ganav. So that's what the Gemara is being Medaik over here. Apparently, there's a penalty mid the Rabbanon. The Lekech min Aganef is penalized, and even on Bikra Din Daraisa, he's entitled to collect, like Yorid Shaloi Bishus Vishbicha, he's entitled to collect something from the Nignav. We penalize him, he gets nothing from the Nignav. He has to go chase after the Ganef, from the Chos min Echarne, collect from the Ganef to full Shvach. So that's the Gemara's Haychoche. That Reb Meir made a knas. It's a different kind of a knas. Totally different kind of a knas. Here in our brisa here on the top, and the 8 lines on the top of Tzadikim and Alvati Gemara quoted a brisa. The Reb Meir says, if a ganef stole something, and a shinoi occurred, So min haTorah, I should say shina kaina. Mid the Rabbanim, we say shaloi heichaytin nisko. We penalize them. We make them give back everything, the gizas and the vladas and everything, the whole works. And if he doesn't have it, b'yani, he has to pay him the value of everything. So that's the penalty mid the Rabbanim, despite the fact that min haTorah shina kaina. Mid the Rabbanim, we say you got to give everything back as if the din would have been that shina ain't a kaina. So here is also such a similar din. It's not exactly identical, such a similar din. We're talking about a karka, karka ain't a nigzelis. So karka ain't a nigzelis, a shina is not kaina. That's the Mishnah laid on daf tzadik vav emebe, says beferish. If karka ain't a nigzelis, shina is not kaina. So we're talking a different issue. Men atoira, mikra din, men atoira, there's a din, for whatever reason it is, there's a din. Hayor l'toch zecha shalchaver, shalab b'shuz b'hishbicha. So when the bala sada gets back his field, he has to reimburse him. Yadu ala tachtayna, something, that's mikra din. So here, they canceled that din as a penalty. So that's the Gemara's question. Well, who are you penalizing over here? He talking about penalizing the lakech min aganav. Lakech is the chinus, and how does he know that it's stolen property? Maybe he didn't know that it's stolen property. So the Gemara doesn't ask that. Maybe he didn't know that it's stolen property. Gemara says, maybe he knew it was stolen property, but he's an amharitz, and he didn't know blah, blah, blah. Whole complicated. So Rajva says, why don't they just say he didn't know it was stolen property? So the Rashba says that's the derech of the Gemara. The Makshin knows what the Tartzin can say already. So he builds into the Kasha, and you're going to tell me a suggested Teretz, X, Y, Z. So I'm going to say, no, that's probably not right. Doesn't seem to be true. So that's what the Gemara didn't say on the third line. My love, they should have said, my love, de lo yoda, de lo kech men aganav, was not aware. Lo hikibba means that the lekech knew that it's stolen property. Lo hikibba means he wasn't aware that it's stolen property. So the Gemara really should have said, my lad, bit lo hikibba. The Gemara should have said, lo, bit hikibba. So the Rashba says, no, the Gemara knows that's what you're going to answer. So the Gemara already, the Makshin wanted to outsmart the Tartzin. So he says, my love, oh, you're going to tell me hikibba, but probably most people don't know the din. Probably bam ha'aretz, probably the lekech is not so learned. The loyoda, the karka and gazelas, karka and gazelas. He doesn't know what the din is, whether it's nikna b'shinu or not. Afil hochi kosei bala karka b'shokal le'arish v'ochei. Even though the lekech is b'shegig, he doesn't know what. He knows his sod is gzula, but he thought he can keep it. He thought it's kind of b'shinu. So he thought he'll be able to keep all the shvach. It didn't occur to him that karka ain't a nigzeles, and everything, and the lekech, and the nigna will have a right to take everything back from him. So even though he thought he's going to be, he knew he's doing wrong. He knew that he was doing wrong. So the Gemara should have said that's b'mezid. He knew he's doing wrong by halakech min aganav. Here, as you walk in the street, so they're always selling watches and they're selling all kinds of things. It is all stolen goods. Otherwise, they wouldn't be selling it on the street. So there's the din of Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to buy. You're not allowed to be halakech min aganav. But the Gemara thought that's not the same as over here. Ramer cancels the ganef. Ramer penalizes the ganef over here. To penalize the lekech ben aganef, he knows he did something wrong, but he didn't do the same thing wrong that the ganef does. The ganef does the actual ganef itself. Here he's helping the ganef. If no one would buy from the ganef, then the ganef would never steal. So what's he going to gain by stealing? So it's not exactly the same. So the Gemara thought over here that this should be the equivalent of b'shoigeg. Gemara thought that should be the equivalent to b'shegig. Shmamino, the Rameir b'shegig namikonis. You see, Rameir kanses b'shegig also. And for the Gemara, no. Liyolim, you can say, and that's going to be the true maskana. Liyolim, Rameir only kanses b'mezid, not b'shegig. And over here, the lakech min aganav, the one that bought it from the ganav, is a talmid chacham. The yoda, and he knows the din is that karka ain't a nigzelis, that the gazel doesn't have a kinyan shinui. He knows that the Nignav is going to take everything back, rightfully so. So therefore, since he knows everything, he knows all the dinim. He knows it's stolen, and he knows the dinim that the Nignav is entitled to get everything back. So therefore, this is considered the b'mezid. So therefore, Rab Meir cancels b'mezid. But b'shoigig taki, he doesn't cancel. That's how the Gemara says. Then the Gemara wants to understand, what are the other two opinions? What is Rab Yehuda, what is Rab Shimon? What do they say? And then in the middle of this discussion, we're not sure exactly what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, Migzel Chazeres B'Einecha. You give back the B'en. You don't have to give back the Jesus and the Vlodas, just give back the B'en. Rabbi Shimon says, you estimate the value of the behemoth, you pay that back. Sounds the same as Rabbi Yehuda. They both say the same thing. You don't have to give back the gizus of lotus. Rabbi Yehuda says you give back the gzela bien. Rabbi Shimon says you give back the value of the gzela bien. Sounds the same thing. So that's the Gemara. Yes, my benai. What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Amar Rabbi Zid, v'shach shal gabi zela kam v'filigi. They argue, what about the shvach that's on the animal? Rabbi Yehuda saw the nigzal havi. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he didn't shear off the wool and the vlad wasn't born yet, zela chazeres b'yeneho, you give back the animal bien the way it is, despite the fact that there's a little bit of shvach on the animal. Okay, you give it back the way it is. And Rabbi Shimon says that what? No, you estimate what was the value of the animal at the time of the Geneva. Roy Moskili Shuma Etzla Bakesef, what was the value of the animal at the time of the Geneva? And the extra value of the Uber, the extra value of the Giza, that the Ganef keeps. That's the first suggestion. Amar Azvim. You give back the behema, behemah, you mean you give back the animal as it is with the shvach shal gabi agneva, shvach shal gabi abehema. Reb Shimon Sabar, the gazlan havi. You only estimate the value of the animal at the time of the agneva. Whatever it's worth more, the ganav keeps because it's kind of bishina. Okay, so that's how Reb Zvid understands the machlekes. Reb Papa Amar, he doesn't agree. The kuli al meshvach shal gabi gzela. The gazlan havi. Both Tanoim agree. But Rabbi Yehuda says, "Zeilo chazeres b'yeneho." You return the animal as it is. It's not to be understood literally. Zeilo chazeres b'yeneho. You return the animal as it was worth at the time of the geneva. So that is mamish the same as Reb Shimon. If you estimate how much the animal was worth at the time, so he said exactly the same. So he says no. When Reb Shimon, Reb Papa claims, when Reb Shimon says Roy Moskili Shuman Beetzla Bakesef, it doesn't mean you only Ganav has to only return to the Nignav the value of the animal at the time of the Gneva. What he means to say is Roy Moskili Shuman Beetzla Bakesef, the Nignav has to pay the Ganav a little bit. How much? How much is the minig hamdina in that country, wherever they stole it, that just like people have fields and they're not metapel in their fields, they give it out to sharecroppers, and the agreement is that they'll pay back for the use of the field, so the sharecropper will do all the work, and they'll pay back to the owner of the field 50%, 75%, 25%, 30% of the crops, whatever the agreement is. So to over here, they had such a system by behemoths. Person has a big farm, he has no time to be metapolino behemoths, he wants to sit and learn, so he gives the behemoths to other farmers to take care of them, and then they make an agreement that the farmer who's doing all the work will take lemachzal shlish v'lavir, they take 50%, 30%, 25%, whatever the agreement is. So that's what Reb Shimon meant to say. Whereas Reb Yehuda has nachama, Reb Papa, amad dekul yon, shvach shal gab gzela de gazlan havi. When Rabbi Yehuda says gzela chazer is b'yeneho, it doesn't mean you return the animal the way it is now. No, the shvach shal gabi gzela, the shvach on the animal goes to the gazlan. So isn't that what Reb Shimon said? The Gemara says no. Reb Shimon meant to say ki lushuma etzel bekesef, whatever the minhag hamdin is. So the gazlan is only entitled to take machzel shlish v'levia, a percentage, whatever percentage a worker would take for fattening up someone else's behemoth. So that's what the ganav takes. We did come off to say that Rav Papa has this interpretation in the Braisa. When Rav Shimon says, you visualize the animal, it doesn't mean the poshup shot. You estimate the value of the animal at the time that he stole it. That's how Rav Zvid thought. Rav Papa says, no, what it means is you give machzal shlish. How can he interpret like that? So the Gemara says, Tanya Kavosa, there are puppet. The Gemara has lines later. About 15 lines from the bottom of the Yom. Tanya Kavosa, there are puppet. It says, Abraisa like that. Shimon Omer, Roy Mos, Gilu Shum, Etzle, Bakesav, Lemachzele, Shlish, Vilavia. So the famous. That part of Rapapa is not so wild. That's what the Braisa says. The question is, Rapapa's interpretation, they're abuted. That they didn't prove. Leolam, you can say the Rabbi Yehuda means the same as Rav Zvid understood in Rabbi Yehuda. The gzela chazer is b'nai, you give back the animal the way it is, and the shvach shal gab gzela is the nigzal habi. So Rav Papa says, no, that's not pshat. Rabbi thinks that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree that much with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the whole shvach belongs to the ganef. Rabbi Shimon holds that only a percentage of the shvach goes to the ganef. Okay. Once you have a brisa tanya kavasa de Rabbi, you have a brisa that supports half of what Rabbi Papa said regarding Rabbi Papa's pshat and Rabbi Shimon. So then Mamela it sort of supports, doesn't explicitly support, sort of supports what the Rabbi Papa interpreted in Rabbi Yehuda as well. Here is the question. According to Rabbi Papa, we pass like our puppet. The Gemara says, Tani Kavasir, our puppet. That's how we pass like our puppet. So the Shaila is, according to Rabbi Papa's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, the Gzela Chazeres B'Einecha doesn't mean you, the Ganav has to return the value of the animal. It doesn't have, doesn't mean you give back the animal the way it is. No, the Shvach Shagab Gzela belongs to the Ganav. Gzela Chazeres B'Einecha means he has to return to the Nignav the value of the animal at the time of the Gneiva. So why is that so? Why is the Ganef Koine the Shvach Shagabi Gneiva? So Tosis has this long skinny Tosis with the Rosh. They're going back and forth, they're not sure what the din of Rabbi Yehuda is based on. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shinui is Koine. That's why. The Shvach Shagabi Gneiva is called the Shinui is Koine. Or maybe that's not called a shinui. Shinui is if there was wool and you shear it off, that's a shinui. If the baim is muberes, the yolda gives birth, that's a shinui. First it was an embryo, now it's born, that's a shinui. But just I steal an animal, it becomes muberes, or if I steal an animal and it grows wool, that always happens like that. Maybe that doesn't count as a shinui. Maybe the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that yikoine, the shvach shalgab egzela, is because takonas hashov. The Tosis goes back and forth. They're not sure exactly my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Then Tosis and the Rosh raise a new issue. When you shear off the wool from the animal and you have the Vlad is born, so that's a shinui on the wool, and it's a shinui on the ube that's born. What about on the behemah? So Tosis considers that a shinui achozel lebriyosai. A shear off the wool, that's a person takes a haircut. So before, a woman takes a haircut, so she had long hair. She takes a haircut, and ganzen param chadash, the Baal Khan looks and ganzen different, like in India. And they shear off all the hair to the Avodah Zarah. So they look totally different. So that's a shinui. So Tosis in the Rosh have a machlekes. Is that called shinui chozel lebriyosai? Because the hair is going to grow again. Everything is going to grow back. And the behema was muberes. It gave birth. It can become muberes again. Is that called shinui chozel lebriyosai? Oh no, that's not shinui chozel lebriyosai. Shinui chozel lebriyosai means you undo what you did before. I stole wool and I made a knitted yarmulke. So I pull one string and the whole knitted yarmulke, the whole sweater comes apart. So this thing is chazel lebiyosa. But ashina chazel lebiyosa, all we had before, you dyed the wool from Vereshis Hagez, you dyed the wool a color, and then you can use tzofun to remove all of the dye and you're back where you started again. So that's ashina chazel lebiyosa. But here, I shear off the hair, so new hair can grow. The Vlad is born, so it's ashina and the behema. So the behemah can become muberes again. So it's not chazel lebriyosai without new additional material over here. The new hair is going to grow. You're going to have the old hair and there's going to be new hair. So the Rosh dings up with Taisa. Taisa considers that Taisa throws in this word that maybe that's a shina chazel lebriyosai. And the Rosh thinks that it's not called chazel lebriyosai. I don't know why I would have said like the Rosh. That's not chazel lebriyosai. Anyway, it's not like Taisa and the Rosh. That's called Shina Chazel Abriyos. So then the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. The Gemara says, the Mishnah goes, the Loiker of Meir, that's for sure. The Mishnah says, whenever you're kind of a Shinoi, so you keep the Gizis and the Vladis. Meir says, you have to give everything back. So the Stam Mishnah is clearly the Loiker of Meir. Then the Gemara says, the Loiker of Shimon. It doesn't say anything about the 2/3 and 50% and 25%. It doesn't say anything about that. That's out of the question. So it's the loiker Reb Shimon, that's for sure. The Gemara presses in that it goes like Reb Yehuda. Okay. So that's how we pass in Lalacha. We pass like Reb Yehuda. Then the Gemara has a Shaila about the 15 lines on the bottom. Amar Avashi. When I was a student at Rav Kahana's yeshiva, Ki Havina Bei Rav Kahana, when I learned in his yeshiva, and we were learning these three opinions, Rav Meir, Rav Yudah, Rav Shimon, Boy Lon, we had a shayla, according to Rav Shimon, that the ganav is entitled to get on the shvach of the gizis and the vlodis. That happened by itself. So the ganav is entitled to get machzal shlish levi. We don't pass like Rav Shimon anyway. But the Gemara is asking a shayla, what did Rav Shimon mean to say? Le Reb Shimon dam le machzal shlish of Yehuda shakil gazlan kimis al kinalei. So what's the halacha? Let's say two people entered into a shutfis together. They own a business together. One owns 50-50, 75-25, whatever it is. And then one of them decides he wants to break up the shutfis. So the Gemara says, at any time, either party has a right. If you have more than two shutfim, anyone has a right to break up the shutfis. So how do I break up the shutfis? So you have to offer the other shutf, good or yogurt. We'll assess the value of the business. And I own two-thirds of the business, I'll pay you one-third of the business, so you'll pay me two-thirds of the business. What if it's machlek is how much the business is worth? One says the business is worth $5 million, the other guy says it's worth $100,000. It's not worth $5 billion. So then Taisus discusses, Gemara Taisus discusses, who has the right to affix the value of the business in order to say good or yoga? So here's a shaila. When the ganef is entitled, according to Reb Shimon, to get machzal shlish v'lerviya, that's also like that. You treat it as if they're shutfim in the shevach shal gabi haganeva, in the uber, in the gizis, in the uber that's attached to the animal, and the ganef is entitled to 50% of the shvach, and the nignav is entitled to get back his behemoth with 50% of the shvach, and the shutfim not even. They're not even Stephen Schutzman. He owns the whole behemoth with 50% of the shvach, and he owns 50% of the shvach. So we own. So it's like I own chveis 5%, and you own 95%. So I can say good or yogurt. I can insist. I want to buy you out, or you buy me out. Oh, no, it's nothing to discuss. The bezin determines how much the animal is worth and how much the shvach is worth, and the nignav just gives him his 50%, or his 25%, or his 33%, is machzal shlish levia anshayin. So that's the suffix over here. Do you treat it as if there's shutfim in the bien, and there's going to be the regular klolim of good or yogurt, or do you say not at all? Good or yogurt, the one who offers, the one who wants to break up, one wants to remain a shutfim, the other one is happy remaining a shutfim, and the other wants to break up the shutfim. So the one wants to break up the shutfim. He has to offer to the other one, I offer you the right to buy me out, and he has to say how much he says it's worth. So if he's going to say, it's worth $5, so you'll buy him out. It's worth $1 million, it's worth $5. But the one who wants to break up the shutvis has to give the other shutiv the offer, I offer you the first step to buy me out. So if he's going to say it's worth $5, and he owns half of it, so he'll give him $2.50 and I'll buy out his half. If you're going to say it's really worth $100, he's going to say it's worth $1 million, knowing the other guy doesn't have $1 million, so I'll have to pay you $500,000. I said it's worth $1 million, I'll have to pay you. Whoever wants to break up the shutfis has to offer the other shutif the right to buy him out, and he has the right to say how much it's worth and if it's worth too much, the other guy can't buy me out, but then I'll have to pay that higher amount. Okay. So that's the Gemara Shaila over here. Do you treat it like they really shutfim? Are they shutfim, mamish in the flesh, and it's going to be a partnership, and you're going to say good or yogurt, all the rules and regulations? Or do you say no? The nignav owns the behemah with the shvach, with everything, and he's mukhiyev to pay a certain amount of money to the ganav. So this was the shaila that Talmidim had. Rav Ashi says when he was a student at Rav Kahana's yeshiva, Talmidim had the shayla, upashatna lo mehod amar Rav Nachman Mashmut. And we were poshed our shayla from the member of Shmut that there are certain cases where it just doesn't make any sense to say good or yogurt, that the mam is shutfim, and whoever wants to break up the shutfis has to give the offer to the other guy. Nah, they're not shutfim. One guy owns everything and he has to pay the other guy off. He has to pay him off a little bit. Let's say the electrician came into my home and he installed the electrical appliances, and I owe him $500, whatever. So all of a sudden it becomes a shutif in the home. I owe him $500. If I don't have the money to pay, so we'll figure out how I'm going to pay. It's not an issue. It's not shaykh. That's how you become shutva. But here the shayla is, it's like l'machzla shlush l'biya. So that's where that haba mina. Maybe he becomes a shutva in the biya. The answer was no. This is like the three cases that Shmuel says. Shmuel says there are three cases. There are more than three cases. Here, this one is already more than three cases. Shlosha, there are three people. Shomalahem ashvachem alamasa medamim. You don't say they become shutva in the biya. One is the real owner, the other one you have to pay more. V'yelu hein, who are the three? B'chor l'poshut, that's a very important din. Din in the Mishnah is, here, Taisus happens to quote the Mishnah on the next daf, has nothing to do with the fact that it's quoted here. Taisus happens to help us out. Taisus Tzadik Vav Menal quotes the Mishnah from B'choras daf Nun Beis Menal. It says in the Mishnah, ein ha'b'chor notel b'roi, the b'chor doesn't get b'shnayim b'roi, it means like this. Let's say Yankov Yisav. Let's say the two sons of Yitzchak. Let's say for argument's sake. So let's say for argument's sake, Yankov is the Bchor. Okay. So Yankov is entitled to Pishnaim. There are only two sons. So Pishnaim in that case means that Yankov gets 2/3 and Yisav gets 1/3. It's not always the case that the Bchor gets 2/3. If a man dies and he leaves 9 sons, so the Bchor doesn't get 2/3. And the other 1/3 is going to be divided among the other 8 children. The din is that the b'chor is treated as if he were 2 children. So if a man dies and he leaves 9 sons, so he's considered as if there were 10 sons, and the b'chor is 2 sons. So in that case, the b'chor is going to get 2/10. He's going to get 1/5. That's what the conservatives published. They keep on hacking about this. They're poisik, they're lamdan. So he published, the din always was that the b'chor always gets 2/3. Pishnai means he always gets 2/3. Then the rabbi saw that it's not fair, so in later generations they changed it. So you see, you can change the law. So just like you can change the law, we can allow the balabatim to drive to shul on Shabbos. We can always change the law. Right, this is dini mamonis. So it happens that it's not true. We don't have any record at all in the Gemara that the law used to be 2/3, and then they changed it to be treat him as if he's 2 sons. And even if the din, even if it were true, this indeed a moment, the din is hefkin, there's no hefkin anymore, says. And koach laka bekum v'yase. The Reform rabbis have much more power than the Orthodox rabbis. They can change all the laws. We don't give our rabbis such authority. So the Mishnah has like that. Let's say Yankov and Esav, there are only 2 sons, so the poor gets 2/3 and the Pasha gets 1/3. So the Gemara says, the Bchor is only Koine, the 2/3, at the time of Chalukah. Koidim Chalukah, he doesn't own the 2/3. That's another din. That's a din that we're going to talk about over here. Now, this din, the Mishnah, is another din. Let's say, when Yitzchak Avinu dies, let's say, for argument's sake, Avram Avinu is still alive. And Avram Avinu is a multimillionaire. So when Yitzchak dies, so whatever he has, his assets are divided between Yankov and Esav. Yankov gets 2/3 and Esav gets 1/3. After Yitzchak dies, then Avraham Avinu dies later, and then Yitzchak yarshins bekever. So the Yerusha that Yitzchak gets bekever after he's dead, he gets a Yerusha from his father Avraham Avinu, and that goes to Yankov and Esav. Their Yankov is not going to get Pishnaim. That's the Mishnah. Ein abcharnotel beroi Pishnaim. He doesn't get a double portion. He doesn't get 2/3 beroi. Beroi means nichse davu adab. That everybody agrees is called right. Nichse davu adaba. So that's one halach.
Outstanding
what?
Outstanding loan.
Outstanding loan, that's a machlokes hatanaim. We paskin, that's also called roi. That's not called muksa. Right. But the original din that they all agreed to, the Mishnah that's agreed upon by all the tanoim, so that's nichse davu adaba. That for sure is roi. Yeah. So that's one halach. Then there's another halacha, The Gemara has everything is based on psukim. Then the Gemara has another halacha that the Bchor gets the Pishnayim only at the time of Chalukah. Before you make the Chalukah, he doesn't yet. these two dinim are not connected. I made a mistake. I thought that the Mishnah that Tosis quotes is exactly the same. These are two different dinim, based on two different psukim there in the parsha. It says, so the Gemara says, only what Yitzchak has at the time of death. If he didn't have it yet at the time of death, then Yankov is not going to get Pishnayim. Then the Gemara has another din, that's this din over here, not the same as the Mishnah. The Gemara has another din and says, why does it say loseis? You should say lahorish. So loseis, the Gemara says, matona kai rachmana, ma matona adosi liyode. That the Bchor doesn't get the Pishnaim. He's only entitled to get Pishnaim and those assets that the father, the Morish, Yitzchak had at the time that he died. And then there's another din that he doesn't get the actual ownership. When the father does, he has a schus, he has a right to get Bishlam, but he doesn't get it yet until he actually makes the chalukah. So let's say the father dies, the father left the field. Father dies, they said Shiva Shloshim, and then a half year later the field's all grown, all the peiros are grown. Everything is grown. So then they decide they want to split up. Let's say they'll be shooting for a couple of years, whatever, for half a year. Then they want to split up. So what's with all the peiros that grew? So there's a din of Aroi Ashbach, the peiros that grow on my field belong to me, the peiros that grow on your field belong to you. So if it turns out that 2/3 of the field belongs to Yankiv and 1/3 of the field belongs to Esav, so 2/3 of the peiros should belong to Yankiv, 1/3 should belong to Esav. So the din is, the 2/3 of the field only belong to Yankiv, Mishas Chalukah V'Yelech, when they actually make the Chalukah. They didn't make the Chalukah till a half a year later, till a few years later. So what's with all those peiros that grew? They don't divide it 2/3 and 1/3. The peiros that grew all along, they divide 50-50. If there are more than two children, you divide it however many children there are. That's the second din, that the Bchor is only kind of the Pishnayim, he's only kind of the schus to get the Pishnayim he has before, after the father dies, before he has a right to make Chalukah. But the Shaila is until him, the din is until they actually make the Chalukah, the Bchor is not that little Pishnayim. So let's say they divide the karka, the Bchor gets Pishnayim and the Pashuk gets his 1/3. So when the Bchor gets the Pishnayim, it's full of peiros. Let's say it's a half year later, all the peiros grew on the tree. So the Bchor is not entitled to all these peiros. He's entitled to 50% of all the peiros and he got 66.66%. We gave 1/3 of the field to him, he has 1/3 of the peiros. And I'm the Bchor, let's say I'm Yankiv, and I took 2/3 of the field. 2/3 of the field have 2/3 of the peiros. But the peiros that grew before the Chalukah, I'm only entitled 50-50. I'm not entitled to get the Pishnayim on that. Yeah. No, because he's not kind of losses la Pishnayim. He's not kind of till they actually do the Chalukah. No, that's what he raised. I don't think Gemara doesn't say like that. Gemara never makes it totally zebzer. Gemara says losses la Pishnayim. Matana karachman. Ma matana dosi liyode. Af chelik b'chor adosi liyode. Until he actually gets it, till the Chalukah. Till the Chalukah doesn't belong to him. So before the Chalukah, the Bien of the Sod, they belonged 50-50. So the peiros grew Aroi Ashbach 50-50. If we'll ever make a Chalukah, may never make a Chalukah. If we ever make a Chalukah, so then I get 2/3 of the field. You get 1/3 of the field. So Mikana Labo, after the Chalukah, whatever will grow, my 2/3 will all belong to me. Whatever grows on you, 1/3 belongs to you. But the peiros that grew before the Chalukah, so I'm only entitled to 50% of those peiros. I got Lamaisa, I got 2/3 of the fields, so I got 2/3 of the peiros. So I have to reimburse you between 50% and 66.66%. So I got to give you back 16%.
What about the question? When you say Achon Shechoku Yerushalayim, you don't say it means that it was his from the time of the Misa?
No.
So it's not Pshat Yerushalayim?
No. Yerusha means that when Yerusha is the only time that you get a Bailus and Mammon without making a Kinyan. And even Bal Korcha, even if the person does want it. Chelik B'chor, you don't get Bal Korcha. That's a B'chor Sheviter. He says, I forgot. So Nisht is Nisht, he doesn't get. But the Chelik Apshita is that you get Bal Korcha. So when the father dies, or whoever the Morish happens to be, so when the Morish dies, so there's a din that all of the Nechasim go B'Yerusha belongs to the Tfusas Habayis. So that happens automatically. So the Shad is, but now the Shutfim in Tfusas Habayis. And now when they make a Chalukah, that each I get this and you get that and he gets that. So do you say that the din Yerusha that accomplished b'shaita we should own everything b'tvus habayis shutvim? That din Yerusha now sets in mikan alab. But after we make the chalukah, that this field belongs to me. This field belongs totally to me. That field belongs totally to you. But he say no. That din Yerusha b'shaita only accomplished that it belongs to tvus habayis. Now you have to have a hakno. I have to be makan to you. I have to be makdent to you my bailus and your share, and you have to be makdent to me your bailus and my share. So that's only mikana labo. Yeah, that's going to be mikana. If you hold ha'achm shechoku ayorshim heim that yesh breiris, that means at the time of the Mises Hamorish, the din Yerusha set in to accomplish two steps. The first step was that b'shaita when the Morish died, they became shutvim altogether, tfusas habayis and likeshe yechalku. that this share that we'll all agree that this, we have to make a chalukah later, so the share that the chelik that I'm going to get will mikam lahaba belong to me, and the share that you'll get will belong to you. Nobody holds that it's l'mafreya. Nobody holds that it becomes the gloy muslim afreya, that it was never a tvus l'habayis. No, there are mishnayis. There is an institution, mishnayis and shkalim and mishnayis and pcheiris, but the special dinim of tvus l'habayis, special halachas.
It's shkalim and pcheir only because it's not in pura now, it's because
he goes on. Yeah, yeah. Right, that's it. There are three different kinds of brer, three different inyanim brer. So one kind of brer is it's going to be a glowing Muslim, my friend. This one is not going to be a glowing Muslim, my friend. So this is just going to be that the Mises HaMorish will declare that it was Oymed Lekach. It's a glowing Muslim, my friend, that it was Oymed Lekach, that I'm going to get the Baba Metzia and he's going to get the Baba Kama. It was Oymed Lekach. So therefore, the Mises HaMorish accomplished b'shaita, we should own it b'tfus habayis, and accomplished avur lachazman, that the Bava Metzia should go to me and the Bava Kama should go to him. But it's not this one, this prayer is not going to be gloy muslim afer. It's gloy muslim afer, it's aymed lakach, so therefore it'll work nikana lahabo.
Yeah, but what about if one, if it's avur lachazman, and let's say the case is, he's an amaharis, though, and he's a father. Doesn't he want to say, that if you hold the brera, then the one who the father will get the
peros,
the
kurit,
and
the
amharis will get the other
peros. I mean, it's a shaila, is it considered that I'm selling teva? Yeah, am I considered selling demai to my brother?
Yeah.
So that's the machlekes. If you hold ein brera, then you need a das makna. If you hold yesh brera, you don't need a das. When we make the chalukah and I get this and you get this, so if you hold yesh brera, you don't need a das makna at all. The din Yerusha accomplished b'shaita, we own it b'tvus habayis, and the din Yerusha accomplishes avur lachazman, that this belongs to me and that belongs to you. So it's not that I'm makdin to you, but if you hold ein breira, then you have to have, it's not, the din Yerusha only accomplished b'shaita, that it's tvus habayis. And now at the point that we want to make a chalukah, the din Yerusha is over already. So then you need a das makna, I should be makdin to you, my share in this, you have to be makdin to me, your share in this. So if it's makna zayin, so then I'm selling demai to my brother who's an amoris, so that I'm not allowed to do. I'm selling avodah zarah to my brother who's a goy. The goy died and it has two children, a ger and a Jew, and so on. So you're not allowed to sell the avodah zarah. So if you hold yesh brere, then you don't need das makna. If you hold dein brere, then you need das makna.
But you're saying even if you say brere, it's still not lamafreya.
This one is not lamafreya, right? This kind of brere is not lamafreya.
It's not lamafreya, so on.
I'm not going to be nana from the Avodah Zarah. The din of Yerusha accomplished two things in two steps. That b'shaita we own, my brother and I own everything b'shutfus tfus habayis, and if and when we make a chalukah, the din of Yerusha, the Marish died 6 months ago. So till they probate the will, whatever. So now the din Yerusha sets in that this half that we made up, I'm going to take this, I'm going to take the Bava Metzia, he's going to take the Bava Basa. So the din Yerusha now sets in Mikan Labo that this is mine and that's his, and you don't need a Hakno. I don't have to be Makna. I don't need a Das Makna to be Makna. So I'm not being Makna the Avodah Zarah, and I'm not being Makna the Mai to the other one.
But the fact that the Tusa Sabai's had Avodah Zarah is not a problem?
No. What can I do? My father is a guy, he had a void desire. What can I do? As long as I don't take it, if I walk away with the Avodah Zarah, then I come to my brother who's a guy and I want to trade with him, so then I'm selling Avodah Zarah to get the gold and silver.
Let's say before the Chalukah, the Avodah Zarah, let's say a certain part where Avodah Zarah had some profit. It produced some, it grew in price. It brought in some profit. So now
in the value of gold went up.
Yeah,
it was gold, the value of gold went up.
Like
now when we make the chalukah, he's going to give me more. I'm not taking. We make a shumah, however much the shumah is. So that's not called getting hanor from Avodah Zarah. If you hold ein brera, so then you have to say, I need a das makna, I have to be makdin to you in exchange for which you're makdin to me. So then I'm getting something in exchange for the Avodah Zarah. But if he say yesh brera, so it's not that I'm makna to you and I'm getting something in exchange for what you got. It's not a zet tachazeh. I'm getting my half. How do we determine what's my half and what's a half? We'll make a shuma now, but it's not that it's, I'm getting this as dmei avodah zarah.
But if the avodah zarah wasn't there, I wouldn't be getting that extra amount. So, you know, indirectly, I'm
I don't know. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't discuss. I don't remember if the Gemara discusses your case. I don't think that would be a problem. I think it would only be a problem if you hold the Embraer. If you hold the Eshbera, we would assume it's not a problem, I think. I would assume so. So, Nachamal, so the Gemara has like this. By the Pchor, Yankiv gets 2/3 of this gigantic field. Yitzchak had, he owned all of Europe and Asia. So Yitzchak takes 2/3 and Yankiv takes 1/3. The 2/3 that Yitzchak takes has 2/3 of the Paris because they made the Chalukah half a year later. So he is only entitled to 50% of the Paris. He has to give back 16.66% of the Paris there. He has to give it back to Esau. So that's considered their Shutvim and the Paris. And you're going to say, good or yogurt? I mean, good or yogurt, you don't, it's not good or yogurt. Yesh b'kadei Chalukah. I can take all the bushels of the Paris and give it to him. Am I takim muchiv to give? So Esav says, I want the bushels. When you cut off all the Paris, I want the Paris. I don't have to give him the Paris. It's not considered that we shoot him on the Paris, we shoot him on something, and it's going to be an issue. I owe him this amount of money in showing. Sometimes there's the predominant owner, and the other guy is just entitled to a certain amount of money. So the Gemara says that these three cases is going to be bedamim misakin alum. So the one is the Bechor L'Posh. The other one is the Balchoyv. L'alakech and the Balchoyv L'Yisayim. What's it does? Balchoyv takes away the karka. The Malva lent money to the Loive, and the Loive sold the karka to the Lukuchas. Or the Loive goes and he dies. So the Balchoyv goes and he collects from the Yisayim or from the Lukuchas. And then it turns out that he collected way more than he's entitled to. He's only entitled to $500,000, and the karka with the shvach is worth more. So when he has to reimburse the lekuchas, he has to reimburse the yisaimim. So the Gemara says it's not that they're shutvim in the karka, and they can say good or yogurt. No, the balchoyv is basically the owner of the karka, and he has to make out a check to reimburse him. So the shaila is, well, what's the case? Let's say the Lekeach has a sada that's worth $1,000,000, and the Balchayv is only entitled to collect the $500,000. So he walks off with the $1,000,000 karka and he makes a shtar. Why does he walk off with the $1,000,000 karka? It doesn't make any sense. Give him only half a karka. Unless the karka is a hotel or a business, or Dov Hashem B'Kidei Chalukah. So why does he have the right to take the whole hotel and pay him $500,000? They should taka be shutvim in the karka. It doesn't make sense. So must be that the Malve is entitled to the full $1,000,000. But there's some shvach added on over here. The Sada basically is worth $1,000,000. And then there's $20,000 worth of Paris grew this year. So $20,000 that are attached to the karka, so basically the karka, the basic VN is the karka, and the Balchoyv is entitled to collect the whole karka. And then the Paris that grew, so he'll reimburse the Lekech, I'll reimburse the assignment for that.
Depend upon what it was worth on the Shiva. I thought it's always that he had a $100,000 loan, he had a $100,000 piece of karka, but today it's worth more. That's why he gets the original karka that was equivalent to his loan at the time of the loan.
So if the karka was only worth $100,000 at the time of the loan, and now it's worth $1,000,000. So he's not going to get the whole karka. So if the karka is yesh bo kadei chaluka, so we'll give him 1/10 of the karka. The other 9/10, the yisayim and the lekuchas will keep. He's not going to get the whole thing. That's not shaykh. So the Gemara is going to discuss what's the case where the malva takes the whole thing and he has to reimburse the yisayim and the lekuchas. What's the case? So before, that's going to be the next line. So before you get to the next line, when Shmuel says, Shloisha Shomer Lahem, how does Shmuel say? Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Pshitin Lom Hodam Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Shloisha, the three people Shomer Lahem HaShevach, Malam Ozem Adam. So even though he says Shloisha, Taisus points out, Avgab Diktoni Shloisha, Tana Vashir. It's not Tana Vashir, Tana Vashir usually goes on a Tana, Mishnah. This is Shmuel's memory. So even though Shmuel says a number, usually when you have a number, it means this is it, there's no more. You can't say Tana B'Shia. So over here it is Tana B'Shia. He's Shia this thing that that Rav Ashi was talking about. Rav Ashi raised the shali with the Shrach Shal Gabi Agzeil, according to Rav Shimon, that the Ganav is entitled to Machzal L'Shlish L'Rviya. So he raised it, he says, when they were Talmidim in the Yeshiva Rav Kana, they raised the shali, they were Poshited. That's the same din as over here. Fine. So that's what Tosis says. Even though Shmuel gives a number, it's Tana B'Shia, there are more cases. Shia Nami, another case. Tosis said there are other cases also. Any case like this, that basically I'm entitled to the thing and there's some extra payers there, so we don't treat it like we should from on the thing, and you're entitled to a whole chunk of it. I take the whole karga and I'll make out a check for you. I'll pay you the, I'll reimburse you. Sure. So now the Gemara wants to know, what's that case? That the Baal Chayiv takes away the karka, and the karka is worth more than the halvoa was. So why is he entitled to take it all away? Let's see. Rav Ashi happened to mention the memory of Shmuel. The Shlosh Shomer Lahem, Amalamos Medom. Shomer Lahem is Hashvach. He says the Shvach. He's talking about the whole karka he takes away for the halvor, and the Shvach he assess. If part of the, if the karka is worth more than the halvor, then he doesn't take away the whole karka. He only takes that share. But if the karka is kineged the halvor, so he takes away the whole karka. And the shvach that developed later, the malva has to reimburse by paying a check. So Rabin effect, Akashmi Omer Shmuel Balchov Lalakech Yaiv Le Shvach. Is that so? That Shmuel says that the malva has to reimburse the lekuchas and the yisaimim for the shvach that he takes that's more than the halvor. V'homer Shmuel Balchov Gobes Hashvach. Shmuel says Balchov Gobes Hashvach and Rashi Adzan. Ben Amachzal Lalakech Klum. It's self understood within Shmuel. Otherwise, it's no stira. So Ravina asked the Kasha, is there a contradiction between the two members of Shmuel? You're telling me that Shmuel holds you have to the Malva has to reimburse the Yisayimim and the Lukuches for the Shvach. I would know that Shmuel says, Malchav Gavis HaShvach doesn't reimburse anything. So here there are two Girsas in the Gemara. We have the Girsa, Omalei. So Ravashi answers Ravina's Kasha. Omalei Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina asked the Kasha to Ravashi. There's a steer between two members of Shmuel. Omalei, Saravashi answers, Tosis raises the issue here with the two girsas. At the end of this long Tosis, Hodamasik Bey, Ansarik Vav and Manav, the last four lines in Tosis, they're not sure whether this is this Ravashi answering back Ravina's Kasha, because he backs out totally from what he says over here. So what did he fump it through? What did he give a false teretz originally? So the more preferred girsa would be not Omalei. That the Gemara says Leish Kasha Kama Shrach Shemagir L'Kofim Kama Shrach Shemagir L'Kzofim. Omalei Sir Ravina, yes, but that's not a correct teretz. So the way we have the Giris in the Gemara, Ravashi answered this, and Ravina rips it to part, rips it to pieces, and then Ravashi says, yeah, you're right, that's Taka, not the right answer. Then he gives another answer, then he rips that to pieces, then he gives a third answer. So he's fumping through the whole time. The first two answers were not true. So that's what Tosis would prefer. To say that the first one that we just read now, Omalei, Lo Kash Kam Shrach Magil Ksofim, they're preferred to say that this is not the correct Girsa. That the Gemara was suggesting, Lo Kash Kam Shrach Magil Ksofim. It's not Ravashi saying, because he's going to back out. The question is, Ravashi is going to say a second thing, then he's going to say a final third answer. So when he says the third answer, does he back out from the second answer? The second answer he was fumbling through, there are no two Girsas. There are no two girsas. On the first line that we just read, Shracha Magil, there are two girsas. But it says Omalei. And the second time, there are no two girsas. So that's what Tosfos would prefer to say, that he was never fumping through. And the second answer is true, even after you have to come on to the third answer. You have to combine the second and the third answers together. We'll have to read it slowly. So the first answer, the Gemara says, is upgefrecht in Gans. The Gemara says, the difference is, Kama Shracha Magil, Ksofim, Kam Shrach Sheina Magia L'Ksofim. What does it mean? Sometimes the Malva collects and he has to reimburse the Yisayimim and the Lekuches, and sometimes the Malva collects and he does not have to reimburse the Yisayimim and the Lekuches. So when is it which way? So here there are three translations. What's the Pirush Amidah? So what does it mean? Shrach HaMagia L'Ksofim. So Rashi on our Gemara gives a pshat which he does not interpret in other Gemara. So that's how Tosfos says. Kan Pirish HaKuntris, Rashi over here gives the following pshat, which is absolutely not correct. Then Rashi in other places gives a normal pshat. But Kan, here there are three translations. What does it mean, Shracha? So Rashi over here learns Shvach HaMagia L'Ksofen means we already detached it from the ground and we're carrying it on our shoulders. Or we didn't detach it yet. No, if it's detached, then it's metaltalim already. So metaltalim diyas miloy mishtab de lebalchoyf. So it's still mechubel lekarka. Yeah, it's still mechubel lekarka. Mechubel lekarka dini kikarka. But if it's gadol kol tzarkei, Rashi learns, if the corn was so tall that it didn't reach to the sky, it reached to our shoulders. So if it's magil lekzofim, if the tvua grew so high, it's mamish gadol kol tzarkei. So then he's entitled to collect it, but he has to reimburse them. And if it's Shrach She'enem HaGil L'Ksofim, it's not yet fully grown, so then he collects it and he doesn't have to reimburse it. So the Gemara asked Akasha, but this, why is there a difference? Because the Peris, Kolay Medliktzer, Kikotza Domi, the Peris that are fully ripe, ready to be cut off already, Godel called circuits, ready, fully grown. So this is svar to argue that should be dinuk metatlim and metatli the asmi loy mishtab de bachayv, metatli the lekuchas also loy mishtab de bachayv. There's only shim nechasim on kark. There is no shim nechasim on metatlim unless he mishabit ba'agav. We're not talking mishabit ba'agav. So the Gemara understands that if it's gadol called tzarkai, there would have been room to argue the point and say that the malva is not entitled to collect it all. So even though he's saying he does collect, but he has to reimburse them for that. Freg de Gemara, but no, it's not true of Hamaisa Mechol Yom, but Halacha Lamaisa. When they bring these dina Torah in front of Shmuel's best, then we come back with Shmuel Afidah B'Shvach HaMagilis of him. Shmuel says, no, the malva collects and he does not reimburse, even if it's fully grown. That's how Rashi translates the words in the Gemara. So Tosfos says it's dead wrong. What Rashi said is absolutely not correct, because there's a Beferish Gemara in Ksubis Daf Nun Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that the Balchev is only Goyve Karka from the Yisayim Lakuchas, can't collect Metaltalim. What about the Paris that are attached to the ground? So the Gemara says if it's Godel called Sarkai, if it's fully grown, then you say Kalai Medlikza Kakotza Domi and Dinakim Metaltalim and you don't collect. The Gemara says there are Loshen Havlei Mitamri da al budya. Let the malva collect from the tomorrow, from the dates that fell down. They used to put mats on the ground, budya, on the ground. So when the tomorrow fall down, they shouldn't get ruined from the concussion, from the falling down. So the Gemara says, let the malva collect from the tomorrow that is sitting on the mat over there. So the Gemara says, Tamri da al budya is dach metaltalin. Metaltalin li yasmin lo mishtab de machayim. So the Gemara says, no, those that are about to fall down on the budya. Mar says those that are fully ripe and ready to fall down on the budya, kodlay medliktzer kikotzedomi. Mar says chazel the budya. Sof kodlay medligazis kigazis dami. Tosis quotes from Ksubas Daf Nun Amud Beis. Kodlay medliktzer kikotzedomi. And for the Gemara, no, we meant the tzricha ledikla. Those peres that are not fully ripe yet. Those that are fully ripe and they're ready to fall down, then we say kodlay medligazis kigazis dami. And it's considered metaltalim and metaltalim liyas b'loy mishtab de lachayv, and you only collect from karkos of the lekuchas. You don't collect from metaltalim of the lekuchas. That's the gemara. That happens to be a problem. That svarak aloy meligzes kegoz adami applies to hair. If a person needs a haircut and they're about to cut his hair, so they still consider the hair mechuber. If it's an eved kanani hukish lekarka, do you consider the hair mechuba lekarka, dinik karka or not? If you have Paris, then a mechuba lekarka, but the oimed liktza, do you treat it like karka, like mentam? So that happens to be a machlekes satanoim. Machlekes ameir and rabbanan. Rameir holds kol oimed liktza kikotze domi. We don't seem to paskin like that. So how come over here the Gemara Ksuba says kol oimed liktza kikotze domi? It's daloik halacha. So Tosis quotes, no. Rabbeinu Hananel says that that's the halacha. We paskin like Rav Meir. Because this Gemara, usually we paskin Yochav V'Rav Malachi G'Ram. We should not paskin like Rav Meir. So Rabbeinu Hananel says there, no, here we paskin like the Yochid, like Rav Meir, because the Gemara here says so. And how did the Gemara know over here that you should paskin like that? So he digs up a Mishnah in Perek HaKoines. He says there's a Mishnah in HaKoines with some Achlek and Satanai. And there the Gemara says we paskin like that sheet. Okay. That's one opinion, the Rabbeinu Hananel. The Baaliyat, the other Rishonim do not agree with that. So they say no. Kol oimed liktzer kikotzedami all over and shasas and machlekes amen and rabbanan. We don't pass like Rav Meir. We pass in kol oimed liktzer lav kikotzes dami. And again, to gvias balchayv, that's different. Because why is it that by balchayv there's a difference between karka and metaltalim? Because karka is called real estate. Why is it real estate? Because any yochel havricha, any yochel halimo. If I owe you $1 million and I own a hotel in the middle of Manhattan, so what am I going to do? I'm going to hide the hotel. If I owe you $1 million and I have a lot of jewelry, so I can hide all the jewelry. You won't know where it is. I have whatever assets I have paintings. I'll hide the paintings in the basement somewhere. You won't know where they are. You won't be able to collect it. So the ikish smichas das of the malve is on the karka. The Rishonim used on it as a melitza. Ha'oritz l'yoylam amodis. The real estate is always going to be there. You can't hide the real estate. That's not what it means in the pasuk in Koheles, but that's what the Rishonim use. Ha'oritz l'yoylam amodis. The karka is nechos mishayesh l'machrayis. That's why it's called real estate. Because any yochel habrich v'any yochel alim. So the ikish smichas das of the malve is on the karka because it's nechos mishayesh l'machrayis. So even if it's Paris that are imid liktzor, we paskin like the Rabbanan kol imid liktzor, lav ki kotzadam, is dinik imechuber. But what does it help if it's dinik imechuber, but it's still nechosim shein amachrais? Because the person can quickly pluck it off and hide it away in a basement. He can eat it up. He can destroy it. Yochel havricho v'yochel lahalima. So even though on kol atarakula, kol imid liktzor, is lav ki gozizdam, benegeh tegviyas palchoiv, the Gemara says in Ksubas Dafnun, that there it is, Kolam Eligzus, it's Kigaz's dummy. That's how the Ravid writes. That's a Rashbam like that in the end of Baba Basra, and that's a Taisus like that. It's a local, special local Svari here, Benegir to Gvias Palchoy. Whatever it is, that's what the Gemara says. So this Rashi is a difficult Rashi. Rashi says over here, the Gemara raised the possibility that the Malve, when does the Malve collect the Shvach from the Lukuchas and have to reimburse them, and when not? The Gemara said, maybe it makes a difference whether it's Oymed Ligzos. If it's already in bushels, if they already detached it from the trees and bushels, then it's Bentalklim, then it doesn't collect at all. If it's still attached to the ground, so it's Bechuba Lekarka, so sometimes it's Oymed Ligzos, if it's already Godel Kol Tzarkoi, and sometimes not yet Oymed Ligzos, if it's still Tzricha Ledikla Kamin, if it still has to grow longer. So if it's Tzricha Ledikla, if it's not, Mevushel Kol Tzarkoi didn't fully ripen, then it's mamish dina kikark. So the Baal Chayv collects it, he doesn't reimburse. And if it's boshel kol tzar, godel kol tzarkoi, then it's a little bit dina kimetalpalim, then you collect it, but then you have to reimburse. So that the Gemara says, no, v'amashmol ma'isim echol yom, you don't reimburse over there. So Tais says, the way Rashi learns pshat, it's not true. The Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Nun, you don't collect it at all. That's considered kol amin ligzis kigazadam ibnigir tigvias Baal Chayv, it's considered ketolish dami. So they wipe out Rashi. Sure. So we'll leave out Rashi. Taisus demolished Rashi. In Kain lepirusha Balchav collects Gavi Balchav finim tvoi shein etzvicha lekarka ma'isa mechayim etc. Berf narshin etzpatz. The Gemara says not. Or maybe Rashi holds a machlekes. Shmuel and the other Gemara. Rashi will say it's a machlekes. So Taisus doesn't want to say that. So Taisus can't accept Rashi. So how do you translate the word shvacha magil itself? So Taisus interprets along the lines of Rashi. Shvach ha-magia l'ksofim. There are two kinds of shvach. I lent money to the loive, and the loive goes and he sells his karka to the lokech, and then the lokech builds a hotel. The hotel is not going to walk away. The hotel is attached to the ground. So that's shvach she'en ha-magia l'ksofim. But if the lokech planted trees, or there were trees there, let's say that there are pears growing on the trees, so those pears that are growing on the tree ultimately are going to be magia l'ksofim. They're going to pluck them off. They're going to put them in a bushel, and someone's going to walk off with the bushel on his shoulder. So that's a shvach ha-magia l'ksofim. It's going to be put on someone's shoulder. So the Gemara thought originally that there's a difference between the two shvach. The shvach, he builds a hotel there, he puts a fence on, or he improves the value in such a way that that's not going to, no one's going to take it away. It's going to remain there. That's mamash dina kikarka. You don't have to reimburse. But it's going to be shvach ha-magil itself, a shvach that ultimately is going to grow fully, then it's going to be plucked off, then it's going to be carried away in a bushel on the shoulders. So the Gemara thought, oh, shvach that's ultimately going to be taken away, that's a little bit like tolish, so the malva has to reimburse the lekech. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Ma'isim achayam, Shmuel collect, and he didn't make him reimburse. That's how the reed learns pshat. And the Rabbi Natam learns a third shot. Shvach ha-magil l'ksofim means a difference between shvacha de b'meil and shvacha de b'yadayim. That opens up a whole story. So, and the Gemara says it does make a difference anyway. But the way the Rabbi Natam learns, shvach ha-magil l'ksofim, that you have to put your shoulder to the wheel. That shvach ha-magil l'ksofim means the shvacha de b'meil, the pears grow on their own, or there's a shvach ha-magil l'ksofim, that you had to put your shoulder to do the work over here. The Gemara says it doesn't make a difference. Halacha l'maisa, the Bachlav collects it anyway, never reimburses. But the Rif and the Ramam hold halacha l'maisa that it makes a big difference in certain details of the din. The Rif and the Ramam have a whole different shita from, I have to see this long taisus on the next daf, have a whole different shita and a lot of details over here. So anyway, so the Gemara, whatever the three pshatim are, the Gemara rejects it, it doesn't make a difference. The Bachlav is gabbed hashvach and it never reimburses him. Never reimburses the Yisamim and the Lukuchas. So what is the first member of Shmuel? Amram Nachnam Shmuel, the Bishvach, when the Balchoib is Govis HaShvach, he has to reimburse the Yisamim and he begs out a check. He doesn't have to give him a piece of karka. So the Gemara says, Omalei, so this is Ravashi answering back to Ravina's Kasha. Omalei Ravashi answers, Loi Kasha, so preferable would be that it shouldn't say Omalei the first time. That the Gemara says, the Gemara gave the teretz kama shvach hamagil. So the Gemara rips apart the teretz. It's not true. So now Ravashi is giving the em is dikat teretz, which Ravina is going to rip apart, and then Ravashi is going to resurrect, because you have to combine the second and the third together. That's what Taisa says. Mm-hmm. Not that he backed out from the second teretz. So what is he just fumping through? What is he giving a false answer that before he even thinks? So we have the, so here it says, Omalei, so Ravashi answers Ravina's kasha loy kasha. What does it say? The top line, the masik be kishir ara shvacha, the le masik be kishir ara. If the halvoy was $100,000 and the karka is worth $90,000 and the pears are worth $10,000, so he collects the whole $90,000 karka, $10,000 pears, why should he reimburse the lekeach? Why should he reimburse the assignment? He's entitled to collect everything. But if the halvah is only $90,000 and the karka is $90,000 and the pears are an extra $10,000, so the lekeach has it. So the malva has a right to take away the whole karka, which is worth $90,000. He takes away the karka, but the pears are attached. So he's really getting $100,000. He has to reimburse him $10,000. Not entitled to the extra. He's only entitled to collect keneged the halvah. Veg the markasha. So why is he entitled to take away the whole karka and just make out a check to the Yisayimim and the Lukuchas with $10,000 worth of the payers? Why don't we make, unless it's Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, but if it's a gigantic field, so why don't we say 10% of the field remains, what is it, it's $110,000. Let's say the halva was $90,000, the karka is worth $90,000, and $10,000 worth of pears. So it's only entitled to 90% of everything that's there. So let him only take 90%. Why does he take everything? Why does he take the karka with the pears and make out a check for $10,000? Let them be shutvim on everything together. So he should take his $90,000 worth, karka with pears, and leave a certain sliver of karka for the lukuchas. That's the Gemara's kasha. Amalei, so Ravina asked back a kasha. There is a machloikis. He doesn't say where. So Tosis tells you where it is. In Yichalaman, the Omar Tosis says pluk tehi in ksubas daf tzarekal. There is a machloikis in ksubas. Let's say I lent $100,000 to the loiva, and the loiva sells the karka to lekech. Loiva has no money, has no assets. I have to go to the lekech to take away the karka. So I want to take away the karka that's worth $100,000. I want to take it away. So the lekech is a wealthy man. He has money in the bank account. So he says, I'll make you out a check for $100,000 and leave alone the karka. And I say, no, I want the karka. I don't want you to pay me. He says, no, I'm giving you the money. Here's the money and goodbye. Go disappear. So what's the din? When do you have a right to make a piron bal korcha? Who has a right to make a piron bal korcha? So the halacha is piron bal korcha shmei piron. The halacha says that when the loiva pay, the one who has the shibur aguf, the loiva who owes the money, can make a piron bal korchai to the malva, even though the malva doesn't want it now. Malva wants his money, but he doesn't want it now. Let's say the malva just came out of the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, and he's putting on his big day Shabbos, and he's all dressed up, ready to go to the Kais Lamarawi to daven. The guy says, here's $100,000. What's he going to do with $100,000 now? So if the Gemara says later in Baba Kama, if the guy's car breaks down in Harlem, and then the neighbors come around and they're ready to smash the car and to take apart the wheels and to rip his limbs apart, and the two of them are sitting in the car, and then the loiva says, oh, you know, I owe you $100,000, here's the money. So the Gemara says later on, that's not called the piron, because I lent him the money in a safe location. So he has to pay me back the money in the same or better circumstances. If he pays me back the money in a dangerous and in an unsafe location, that's not called a piron. But let's say he pays him back the money in a safe fashion, but it's an it's inconvenient fashion. Let's say he borrowed $100,000 and he gave him one check. $100,000 is going to pay him back sacks of pennies. Who wants a million sacks of pennies? So the Gemara says that it's good. So the Rishonim say on that Gemara Bar Mitzvah, you see that Piran Bar Kochesh may Piran. So that halacha, if it's, even though it's uncomfortable, for the Malva, that's the halacha, Piran Bar Kochesh may Piran. So that halacha, Piran Bar Kochesh may Piran, is only in a case where the fellow who's paying the money has a Shibir Aguf. He owes that money. Let's say you lent me $1,000 for 5 years. And that's the middle of the 5 years. And I want to make it Piran Bar Kochesh. And you refuse to accept the money. So that's a machlokes in Rishonim. The Rashba in the beginning of Bava Basra, the Gemara has a losh in the beginning of Bava Basra, ain't on him chazaka, ain't on him parea tochzmanai. So chazaka, ain't on him parea tochzmanai is a psychological rubah d'leisa kamon. It's an assessment of a situation. Normal person is not going to pay the $10,000 tochzman. If he can hold the money for another 2.5 years till the end of the 5 years, he'll save the money, put it in a bank account, and make more interest, whatever, invest it in investments, and make money. Why should he pay back the money right away if he's not gaining anything? Unless he's paying big interest over here on this loan, but if he's not paying any interest on this loan, an interest-free loan, so we assume a chazok, a ruba de leisa kama, ain't on a pereh tosman. But the Rashba quotes an earlier Rishon and says, no, it's a halacha, ain't on a pereh tosman, the loiva has no ability to pay techazman bal korcha shalom alve. If the Malva is maskim, there's no shalom. So the Rashba quotes, there was an earlier Rishon that said, Ein anam prayer tachzman is a din. The loiva has no ability to pay bal korcha shalom malva techazman. The Rashba says it's ridiculous. Mo just said it's a ruba de leisa kama chazok, Ein anam prayer, psychological ruba de leisa kama. In halacha, though, we paskin against the Rashba. In halacha, we paskin like that Rishon that he quoted. I forgot already who it was. So we paskin, it's in Hilchas Ribbis. So the Shach writes that we paskin eight on him per tosmani, he cannot force. Why? The Shaila, the Machlek is the Rashba in the other Rishonim, I think it's the Sefer Trumas. I forgot already who the other one is. So the Shaila is, when you have a halvoa techazman, does it mean there's no Shibir Aguf at all? There's no Shibir Aguf, then that's how we paskin, then the Loivik cannot pay Bal Korcha Shalom Alva. Or do you say, no, the Rashba holds there is a Shibir Aguf. Just that the noschus igviya, the malva has no right to demand of the loiva that he should pay. But a shibir aguf, a shibir nechasim, for sure there is. The nechasim am shubadim from the time that he gives him a shtar. Kol nechasim shubadim chovzah from the date that he gives the shtar. So the shibir nechasim there certainly is. The schus igviya there certainly are not till hagos hazman. The machloek is the Rashba. The earlier Rishonim is there a shibir aguf now? So we paskin no. We paskin that there's no shibir aguf till his man apiroin. So therefore, the loiva does not have the ability to pay bal korcha shalom alva. Who is another person who doesn't have a shibir aguf? Let's say there are mishnayos that talk about haperei chovah shel chaveira. Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and then Levi is a good Samaritan. He goes and he pays the debt. So Levi cannot pay Shimon bal korcha. If Shimon doesn't agree to accept it, Levi cannot pay. He certainly doesn't have a shibir aguf. He's an outsider. He's a total stranger. The only one who can make a piron bal korcha, that is shmei piron, is the loivik can make. The loivik, the one who has a shibir aguf, and even the loivik can't pay techazman because we assume he doesn't have shibir aguf. Yeah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And Acher is a third party, for sure cannot pay bal korcha. So here's a machloikis in Ksubas Dav Tzadik Aleph that he's Ravina. He's alluding to, the Gemara has a machloikis, when you come to collect from the lekuchas have no shibir aguf. Lekuchas are strangers. So the din ought to be loy matzah the saluki. The din should have been loy matzah mesalak leil baal chobiz. The din happens there. It's not so, but the din should have been often that loy matzah mesalak leil baal chobiz uzi. That when the malva comes to the loyva has no assets. He has no money. He has no assets. He goes to the lekuchas. Those who bought the karka. So the din should have been those who bought the karka don't have any shibir aguf. They're total strange. How can they pay baal korchay of the malva if he doesn't want to accept it? So the din should have been la matzah mesalak leil bezuzi. It happens that we paskin matzah mesalak leil b'chay bezuzi. Why? What's the whole vort of shibur nechasim? The nechasim of the loiva aknuyim b'miktzas to the malva with respect to gviya. If the only way for the, let's say, the mother comes to the loiv and he says, I want to foreclose on your karka. He says, what kind of foreclose on the karka? I want to pay the choiv. I'll pay the choiv. So he pays the choiv, so there's nothing to discuss about foreclosing on the karka. He has cash. He comes with a suitcase full of cash. Here's $100,000. He pays up the choiv. So of course he's not going to take the karka. So the same is when the malva comes to Lokuches to take away the karka. So the whole vort of Shimon Chosim is the karka of the karkos of the loive, a kinuyim to the malva with respect to gviyif. It means if this is the only way for him to collect the debt, so he has the right to foreclose, to take the karka and to declare that it was coming to him with respect to gviyif. But if the Lokuches are prepared to pay, so the chayv would be parua. It's not a vort of pirua and balkorcha, shmei pirua, and he's a stranger. So what right does he have to make it? It's not a shayla piram malkorche. The whole word of Shimon Chosim means if this is the only way to, for the malva to collect, so we treat it as if the karka of the loiva was coming to the malva with respect to gvir. But if the lokech is prepared to pay money, so he has no right to take away the karka. So that's how we pass. And the other opinion of the Gemara was that loy matzan usalak lebezuz, that the lokuches are not, there's no shibir aguf, they have no right to pay up. If the malva agrees, is about a good. The malva is masking, so the lekuchas will pay, and that'll be the end of the whole story. But the malva is not masking over here. So the first opinion of the Gemara was lematzam the salakle lebachor bezuzi, because the lekuchas are a third party. It's an achra, so they can't do a piron balkorcha. So the Gemara tain is over here. Nacham alef lematzik le shir aru shvacha. The halvoa was $90,000. The karka is worth $90,000, and there's $10,000 worth of pears that grew on the karka. So the din is that the malva takes away the full $100,000 and he makes out a check for $10,000 and he gives it to the lokuchas. So Gemara asks, why? Hey, Nicha, if the din would have been... The din is not like this. The din would have been that loy matzan asalak lebezuzay. So then we understand there was a shibin... The malva had a shibin achasam on the karka. So he has the right to take away the karka and the lokuchas can't say anything. So then, after he takes away the whole karka that's worth $90,000, turns out that he took also a $10,000 worth of shvach. Okay, so then he has to reimburse them. He's not entitled to take more than the halvor. So ho nicha, this is good. So then I understand why he has a right to reimburse him with kish. But the way we pass la loch, why? Because that's the definition of Shimon HaChasim. The karka of the loiva is coming to the malva with respect to gviyif. This is the only way to collect. If they're prepared to pay money, so then it doesn't apply.
Can we pass like this?
Matzim is
alakach. Why is the lekeach different than any other pereach ha-mishalcha? You say regular pereach ha-mishalcha,
they're right. Right. Can't pay bal karcha.
Lekeach is only he's paying pereach ha-mishalcha.
Right.
And he happens to be stuck because he owns that
karka. Oh, so the Gemara says no, but that's the definition of Shibin Achasim. Shibin Achasim is the karka of the loive is kone kinyan lachatzoin to the malva. What do you mean with respect to gviya? What do you mean with respect to gviya? If there's no other way, let's say he comes to the loive and the malva says, I want to take away your karka, I have a Shibin Achasim. He says, wait a minute, what kind of take away the karka? I want to pay the choiv. So not only does the loiva have a right to pay because pirah bar kochesh may pirah, and even though the malva doesn't want, no, that's a definition of shibin achasim. If the only way for the malva to collect the debt is by foreclosing, by taking away the karka, so then he even has a right to say, it's koni to me. But if the lukuchas are prepared to give him money, so the choiv will be taken care of. So then the whole shibin achasim is irrelevant. That's how we assume. The right... The Shibin Achasim is a kinya lachasai. It means in the event that's the only way to collect. If the loiva has money, he can't take away. Can't take away the karka from the lukuchas. If the loiva has assets, first you try to get in a peaceful fashion. Then if there's no other way, the only way for the malva to collect is by taking away the karka from the lukuchas, he even has a right to do that. But if the lukuchas are prepared to pay money, so then he has no right to foreclose the karka. That's how we assume. So the Gemara Frek Takasha.
Let's say the lover doesn't have the money, he just has the karka. And an outsider said, you know what, I will pay you the money. can you be forced to take the money, or can you now take the karka?
No, he can take the karka. He doesn't have to take from
so
the outsider.
Why does he say the same?
Unless the outsider will lend the money to the loiva, then the loiva can make.
Right.
The loiva can make.
He doesn't. He just says, you know, Malva, I'll give you the money and leave the loiva alone.
He says, La baldram de diyat, don't bother me. I want to concentrate on the loiva.
Why can't you say the same thing with the lukukos? La baldram de diyat.
But he's taking away their karka. They are the balidvan. He's bringing them to a dintar. He says, you have the karka that belongs to me. I have a shim lechasra. So they say, we'll solve it. We'll take care. We'll fix it. You want it? Why take away the karka? We'll fix the shtar choyt. So the wheat paskin that that's, he has no right to foreclose on the karka if the one from whom he's taken away is prepared to give him. Yeah. The Gemara is the way we paskin la locha, the matzim and salak leil balchoy bezuzay. Lay malay, so let the lakech taina to the malva e havale zuz. If I would have had $90,000, I would have given you the money, you would have left alone the whole karka. Havim silik lach mikulayara, would have removed you from everything. Hashta, but now havli griva the ara shir shivachoi. Why should you take away the full $90,000 with the karka with $10,000 of the payris? Give me. You take 10% of every. You take $90,000 worth. In other words, you take a little more than 9/10 of the karka, which will be equal to $90,000, and then I'll take the other share. So the Gemara says, "Anachinami, Amalei Hachinami." That's taka correct. If that would be the case, the lamasik be shir aru shvacha. The loan was only $90,000 and the karka is $90,000, but the shvach is $10,000. So the way we pass kum la'alocha motzim l'salak le'bezuzay, the lukuchas can be misalak bezuzay. So the malva would not be entitled to take away the whole karka and just make out a check for $10,000. We're talking about a situation. Hachmas kinek yon the shavit na'alei apotiki. If you made an apotiki, then there's no machlokes. That machlokes in ksuv is daf tzadik aleph. But the lokuchas amotzim asalak lebezuz, that's only if it's a stam shibin nechosin. But if you made an apotiki, then for sure the din is that the lokuchas aloy matzim asalak lebezuz. Rashi shita bo mitzia is that whenever there's an apotiki, there's only shibin nechosin, there's no shibin aguf, and the loiva is loy matzim asalak lebezuz. The loiva is loy matzim asalak lebezuz. And the shach and the chayshim ishman says we don't pass like that, Rashi. The loiva? Of course the loiva can be misalak. What do you mean? When you make a halvor with an apotiki, so there's no shibin aguf. There's only shibin chosim. No, halvor there's always shibin aguf. The loiv is always matzim asalak lebezuzah. This distinction that the Gemara made is only going to get to the lekuchas. If the lekuchas are matzim asalak lebezuzah, because that's the nature of the institution of shibin chosim. The karka is kind of to the malva with respect to gviya. What do you mean with respect to gviya? If the only way to get is chov. The only way to get the chov paid up is by taking the karka. He has the right to declare it's his and take it away from the lukuchas. So if the lukuchas are prepared to pay, it's good. But if he writes lehelach piran alamizeh, that's a different kind of shibin achasim. Then the lukuchas are leimatzim masalik levzuzim. Not that the loiv himself is leimatzim masalik levzuzim. That's a double pashut, that even when you have an apotiki, we don't accept Rashi. Even when you have an apotiki, there is a shibin aguf, and the loiv for sure is matzim masalik levzuzim. Here, this. So, Tesis here. Gotta know a lot of Gemaras here. Tesis here goes into a whole discussion on the top line. What did Rav Ashi answer Ravina? Hodemasik beshir aru ushvacha. Then he doesn't. Then the malva does not have to reimburse the lekuchas. Hodeloy masik beel kashir ara. Then he has to reimburse. So Tesis explains, "Ha demasik beshir aru shvacha, ha dekamishmo b'chol gavus ashrach." And you don't reimburse. That's when the malva is collecting the karka with the peris. That's the halva. The kevin demasik beshir aru shvacha gavus ashrach b'china min alakuches, and he doesn't have to reimburse them at all. So Tesis wants to know, would the same din apply to Yisayim Emana? Nira degam miyas migovi b'chov hashvach b'chino. Ein anos in damim k'mom in halakuchas. You gotta know the Gemara in Bar Mitzia Daf Tezvav. Let's see. There is a Gemara in Bava Basra. Here, the Tosis on the previous daf side, the Kamed Aleph on the bottom, tells you to look in Bava Basra. My Shvach Chatzi Hashvach. The Gemara in Bava Basra there, the last daf in the end of Mishnah Meis. So the Gemara there raises the question. I borrow money from the Malve, and I write Kol Nachasim Shibadim Lachovza. All the karkos that I have on Mishuvit. Fine. Then the Gemara says, in Cheskes Abatim, the Gemara says he can be Mishabed Metaltlin Agav Karka. Usually there's no Shim Nachasim on Metaltlin, but just like Agav works to be Makne Metaltlin Agav Karka, so Shim Nachasim is a type of Kinyan Lachatzoin. So he can be Mishabed Metaltlin Agav Karka. So it sounds like Shiva Nechosim is a form of Kinyan, a Kinyan Mimiktsas. That's what it sounds like in our Gemara. So we have a Machloik Zerman, the Rabban, and can you be Makna Dovash Lo Baliyod? So we pass him like the Rabban, you cannot be Makna Dovash Lo Baliyod. So what if I write down in the Shtar Choyv, I borrowed $100,000, Kol La Karkoy Shalim Shibadim Lechoyv Zeh, Dikanoi Uda Osir Ano Lemikna. The Karka that I have, Dikanoi, that I have already, Uda Osir Ano Lemikna, all the Karkos that I will buy in the future. So we paskin eight on a mechadavish shaloi bali yolam. So the din should be eight on a mishabedavish la bali yolam. So the din should be that the ekni shouldn't be mishtabed. So that's the shah that the Gemara has on Kufnun Zayin. The ekni mahu. If he writes in the shtachev, that's what we write, the standard text in all the ksubas. We write the kanoi, the karkos that I have already. Udasar on all the mikna, all the karkos that I will buy in the future. So the Gemara in Bava Basra has a suffix whether that's meaningful. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, yes. That you can be Meshabed the karka that you didn't even buy yet. Even the karka that's a Dovash Labali can be Meshabed. Gemara said, if you hold like Reb Meir, there's no problem. Meir holds he can make a kinyan on a Dovash Labali. But if you hold not like Reb Meir, how does it work? The Gemara says it works. So that's the Pella. We mentioned the other day. The Ksai says, how does it work? So he gives different suggestions. He says, the only answer is it works with the Rabban. Sure. So Takanam Rabban is no way to explain it on the level there. I said, it really shouldn't work. Okay. So that's how Loche, Shiba the Akne works. So Shiba the Akne is good, I'm a Shabbat Adovash Labalion. So let's say, the Loiva, I borrowed money from the Malva. At that time that I borrowed money from the Malva, I had one little house. I had no houses. I had nothing. I had one little house. And then I become a big real estate man. I have real estate all over the world. So all the, and I wrote down in the Ksuba, I wrote down in the Shtad, the Osir and all the Mikdis, all the Karkos and Meshubu. What about collecting shvach? So the Gemara says in Bava Basra Kufnun Zayin, collecting the shvach that grew later. At the time that I borrowed the money, I have a field. It doesn't have any peiros. When he comes 10 years later to collect the peiros that he's going to take away in 10 years from now, the peiros didn't grow yet. So that's also based on the ekni. So if the malva comes to collect from the loiva, so you can collect from the loiva based on shibet aguf. You don't need any shibet nechasim at all. You don't have to get involved in a discussion of the ekni. But if he wants to collect from the lukuchas, the malva wants to collect the karka from the lukuchas with the peiros that grew. The peiros grew after the lakech bought it. So that's based on shibet the ekni. So the Gemara in Bava Metziut Tezvav Amen Aleph raises a problem. The Rashba there explains. The Gemara doesn't explain explicitly black and white what the problem is. The Rashba explains it. The ekni is good. The ekni is good because we hold here the din is like Rab Meir. They made a takana rabbana. Here the din is that you can make a kinyan on a davish la baliyom. So the Gemara says in Amoiches Amoiches HaPeira, Amoiches HaSvina, one of those Amoiches to be in the middle of Bava Basra. Even Rab Meir holds you can make a kinyan on a davish la baliyom. That's only if ultimately it becomes bolo ilam. What if it not? I'm negotiating to buy the Brooklyn Bridge. I sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. If I ever succeed in buying it from the city, I'm selling it to you. They're never going to sell it to you. They're negotiating selling it to me. So if they negotiate, so Reb Meir holds, I made a kinyan to you, sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, l'kishiyav liyadi. If in the future I get ownership of the Brooklyn Bridge, so the kinyan I made with you is chal, a kinyan al adavish labalam. What if I sell you Brooklyn Bridge and I never got to buy the Brooklyn Bridge? He sold them the Brooklyn Bridge. And he sold the davish enish alai. So there's nothing to discuss. The kinyan on the davish labali yolam is only good here by shibudim. We hold like Reb Meir would say, but even Reb Meir only says a kinyan is good on the davish labali yolam. If ultimately it is bali yolam, so here the loiva bar is money, and he says I'm a shabbat all the karkos that I have, all the karkos that I will get, and all the shvach that's going to grow. Good. So if the shvach grew by him and he still has the thing, good. So it's all meshubit. You don't need that it should be meshubit. You can collect from him based on shibir aguf. The loiva goes and he sells the karka to lukuchas, and the peiros grow by the lukuchas. So how can he mishabed a dovash labaliyom? It was never boloi. This was the peiros grew by the lekech and never grew by the loiva. So what does it help that he's meshabed the ekne?
Whatever is nishbach is like a
royash. That's a murderous kash. But that's what the Gemara says in Babas, Kufnan Zayin, that in order to collect shvach, you need the ekni. So you're asking, what do you need the ekni? Why don't you just. That's a black and white Gemara. So that's a murderous kash. What do you need is since Shiva Nachasim is a king of the Chatzam, we have a rule, a royash bach. So since the karka is meshubit, so the shvach should be meshubit also. So that's a machlokes. The Rif and the Rambam hold that if it's shvacha de memele, you don't need the ekne. You only need the ekne in order to collect shvacha de biyadai. The Rif and the Rambam hold there are two kinds of aroi ashbach. One is have a field, and every year the pears grow, the apples grow. It's standard, it grows. So that's one kind of aroi ashbach. Then there's another aroi ashbach, have a field, and someone comes and they build a hotel on the field. So it's shvacha de biyadai. Someone comes and they plant trees. They build a hotel. So shvacha de biyadaim, that's a different kind of aroi ashbach. So if it's an aroi ashbach, shvacha de memele, so the Rif and the Rambam are of the opinion, you don't need the ekne. That's just like the karka was meshubit, to pay the choybah. So the peiros that grow memele are also included. Aroi ashbach is included. And Tosfos Shita is not so. Even shvacha de memele also needs the ekne. It makes a few chilukim and din, makes a few nafkimim. Okay, but this is, the Gemara says, at least in some cases, if not all cases, that's in Baba Basa Kuf Nizayin, that in order to have a Sheba Nechosim on the Shvach, to be able to collect it from the Lekuchas, has to be based on the Ekne. So the Gemara in Baba Metzia raises a point, what good is the Ekne? The Ekne would be good if the loiv is Meshabed and Nechasim that he's going to get in the future, and he ultimately gets it. So Ramei would say, you can be Makne, Dovish, Lobol, Yolam. So here, by Shibud Nechasim, we pass like Ramei. Hold like Takana, Rabban, hold like Ramei. But even Ramei agrees, if you sell a Dovish, Lobol, Yolam, in Lamais, it's never Bol, Yolam. You never get it. So if you never get it, so Ramei is also asking when the Kenyan is not Chal. So here, I was Meshabed the Ekne, and then he never got it. I sold the Karka to the Lekech, then the Lekeach. Then the lekech builds a house on it, or the peiros grow. Shvachah de b'meila b'yashayla. Let's say the lekech builds a house on it. So how does the malve take away the hotel from the lekeach based on the ekne? But it was never b'liolam by the loiva. So this is implicit. The Gemara asked, how does it work? The Gemara Mamsiya Tezbav asked, how does it work? So the Gemara says the answer. So the Gemara never explained what's the question. So the Rashba explains that's the question. Rashba and Bab Mitzia Dav Tezva. Omar Rav Teida Loch. So Rav explains how does the Ekni work. Why is Bachov Gobes HaShvach? Why does the Bachov collect the Shvach from the Lekech? Even the Ekni shouldn't work. It's not even the Ekni over here. It's never Bodli Olam Eitzal HaEitzal HaLoive. So Rav says, the nusach used to be when people would sell a karka to a lekeach, they would write, "I'm a kabbalach rice." If they wrote a shtashesh bachrais, they sell, "I'm selling you this karka, and if the karka will be taken away from you by due to some fault of mine, either turn out sadek zula, or turn out that I owe $1 million to halvois, I will reimburse you every penny that you will lose for the karka, for the shvach, and for the peiros, and for everything, whatever you're going to lose." So because the loiva accepts upon himself the responsibility to make good, that's why the malva has a right to collect it. How does it work? How does it answer the question? So the Rashba says, it answers the question as follows. The loiva says, if the loiva sells the karka to the lekech ala tanai, the karka is yours, and whatever grows is yours. Whatever hotels you build, it's all yours. But if it turns out that the malva comes to collect, and the only way for him to collect is to take away your karka, let it be considered ki'ilo, I never sold you the karka, as if the karka was still mine. So it's baloilam. It was baloilam biyad haloiva. It should be considered as if it's mine. But you laid out so much money, you built the whole hotel. I will reimburse you everything. So because she came, kasvila moichal alakeach. That's what Tosfos quotes in the Gemara. You see the top of Tzarek Vav and Manal, they refer to Bab Metzia Tezvav. Lekuches, the Gemara draws a distinction between a lekech and a mekabel maton. If I give karka b'matona to somebody, benoik sheboelim, you don't write a shtar achrayis. If the maton is taken away because of a halvoa, then I'll reimburse you. I'm doing him a favor. I'm giving him a matana. Why should I give him an achrayis on that? Why should I write if it's taken away? So normally you don't write that by matana. You only write that by lekech. He's paying money for a field. So I write, I will reimburse you. So the Gemara draws a distinction. The dafkim alakuch is goyve. The balchov can only collect shvach from a lekech. Lefisha kosev lamechel alakech. When the loiv is sold the field to the lekech, he writes, Hano Akim, I will get up in the event that the field will be taken away from you by the Malva Ba'ashafi Ba'adaki Ba'amarek, I will make good, I will pay, I will reimburse you, Zvina Elaine, for this sale that I made, Inun, the Karka, Amaleon, the Hoitzoyas that you spend, the Shvacheon, if you spend a lot of money, you invest a lot of money, I will reimburse you everything. So Davke, the Gemara says, by Lakeach, so the Rashbik sings, the Chedusha Rashba there, that he makes such a Tanai. So it's as if the agreement was the karka is only sold to the lekech in the event that it won't be taken away. If it'll come that the malva wants to take it away, so it should be considered as if I never sold it to the lekech. So it's gviya minei. So because he writes such a document, avu makabel matana de lo kasub lehachi, but by makabel matana where you normally don't write such a shtar, I will reimburse you. So then the Gemara says you cannot collect the shvach because it was a dovish lo boli olam. A dovish lo boli olam, we hold like Reb Meir by shibud nechosim that the shibud is chal diyekni, but only if ultimately it's boli olam. It's a dovish lo boli olam that was never boli olam. So b'kayim matani kin. So now the shayla. Now Tosis raises a shayla. It's a major machlekes of shayim. The loiv borrowed money from the malvi. He's mishabed all the nechosim and he drops dead. Gishtorm. And everything the karka goes birushit to the children. The loiv of the karka belongs to him. He drops dead. So the children now built the hotel. So what are you going to say? When it comes time, he never gave the children a achrayis. Well, it's considered as if he didn't die. It's considered as if the hotel was... It was a dovish lo boli olam mamish. The hotel was a dovish lo boli olam. It was never boli olam tachas yad haloiva. So based on that, Gemara tezvav and aleph, I should say that Yerushin should be like mekabel matana. That it was never boli olam. If Rameh will hold that a dovish lo boli olam, that's never boli olam is no good. So I should say that you can the malva can never take away the shvach from the yorshim. You can only take away shvach from the lekuches. Kolzman the loiv is still alive. It's considered like the Rashba said, considered as if it would never had never been sold, as if it was boli olam biyad aloiv. But from the lekuches gishtarmin and gishtarmin, so there's no way to dray out of it. So you should have said. That's what Tosis raises this question on the third line. And Nira, the gam miyas migavi balchov ashrach bechinam veinan doesn't dam kumo min halukuchs ve'af agab dein lamal milachzor. And even though there's no one who's going to reimburse them, the habi kumo mekabel matana deloy gavi minei balchov shvacha, as it says explicitly, not kidemashma, as it says black and white. I don't know why they say kidemashma. The Gemara said beferish, if it's mekabel matana enachinam, you don't collect the shvach from the mekabel matana. Because it was never boli olam. The only reason why by lekuches it's considered boli olam is because the loiva wrote a shtar that the mechir is ala tanai, that in the event that the malva will come to collect, should be considered, I will reimburse you, means it should be considered as if it's some. But by yorshim it's not shayach. So Tosis tutav achidish, no. The only time you need the ekni to be mishabed adovish lo boli olam is if you want to collect from the lekuches. You want to collect minei, you can collect based on shibud aguf. So collecting from yorshim, mitzvah leisem lefer chavis avim makes it that you collect based on shibud aguf. You don't have to come out to shibud nechasim, you don't need the ekni. That's what Tosis says. So they worded, mikomakon gov ben al yisem mishum de karadavu aninu, bro karadavu. Bro karadavu. This is a big machlekes, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say, the loy bebar is money, and they write a shtar that the loiv owes money, and they never wrote kol nechosim shibadim lechovzeh. So that's a machleg zaman the rabbanu. We say achrayis to sofer on that. So we pass like the rabbanu achrayis to sofer. What about achrayis the yekni? It says kol nechosim shibadim lechovzeh, but it doesn't say dikanoy dosar on olamikni. So we pass in the yekni. You don't say achrayis to sofer unless it says explicitly in the ksuba. We put in explicitly dikanoy dosar on olamikni. In other stars, if you didn't put it in, you don't say achrayis to sefer on the yekni, only if it's actually written. So what if you didn't write the Ekni? What if you didn't write the Ekni? So you have no right to collect. If the loiva has assets later, you don't need the Ekni. You collect. What if he dies and you want to collect from the Yorshim? And you're going to collect a karka that the loiva purchased after the time he gave the shtar halva. So it's not, and he never wrote the Ekni. So that's 2 days in the Mechaba. If loy kas with the Ekni, Yosham, Gavman, Yosham, Yosham, Shayna, Gavman, Yosham. What's the machlek? Machlek is Hagoinim. Chag quotes 2 days from the Gavman. Machlek is because the Gemara there in Baba Basra, in that sugya of the Ekni, goes a whole block Gemara, Kufnan Zainam, and Aleph, the Kufnan Zainam, the base. The Gemara final conclusion is that the Ekni kana mocha mishtabi. The Ekni kana mocha mishtabi. That's the final conclusion on the bottom of Amid Beis. But in Amid Aleph, when they raise the Shaila, according to Rab Meir, Dovash Labalam is good, according to Rabbanim, that's the Shaila. So they bring a Beferish Erai, it says Beferish, you can collect from the Yorishim. Sounds like the Ekni works. So the Gemara said, that's a different story. Mitzvah this time for Chavis Avim. You can collect from the Yorishim without any the Ekni. That's how it says on Amid Aleph. On the assumption that the Ekni doesn't work, so how can you collect from the Yorishim? The Yorishim is a different story. Is that the Emes? Is that true? Or was that only a Tchiyah temporarily? Once you get Tamid Beis, that the Ekni works, that the Ekni solves all the problems. So maybe Lamaskani is still, but Yorishim also you have to come on to the Ekni. At one point the Gemara said, Beferish, what Taisa says. To collect from the Yorishim, you don't need the Ekni. But then the Gemara may have backed out on Amid Beis. So that's a machlekes hagoyim. How to read the Gemara? So it's 2 days of mechaber. The din is in the Gemara that milval peh. The Mishnah says that milval peh you don't collect from the lekuches. Only milvav b'shtar. So there's only shim lechasim on milvav b'shtar. There's no shim lechasim on milvav peh. Nonetheless, Rabbi Shmuel Damitra Avayit milvav peh goyv men ayarshim. So why is goyv men ayarshim? So Taisus learns b'shtar goyv men ayarshim. You don't need a shim lechasim to be goyv men ayarshim. Mitzvah the same, for a chayv asavim makes it that it's considered minay. It's considered with the rabbanon. It's not minatar. Mitzvah the same chayv. It's a din with the rabbanon. Brokaradavua. It's considered with the rabbanon as if it's shibur aguf. I said, why is it metalta liyase loy mishtab de bachayv? So you got to figure out why not. You got to give a new reason. Why is metalta liyase? Rashi takin in the beginning of Baba Kama. This is Baba Kama. Rashi makes up a whole new funny reason. The Niri points out. And the Gemara talks about mishtaltim, mishtaltal l'diyasi, loy mishtab d'lemachob, shum kesef, shove kesef with it. Rashi has a whole cockeyed reason, so the Miri points out, Rashi had to come up with a whole new reason over here, not the simple reason because there's no shib in the chosim on mishtaltal. Rashi apparently holds he can collect from Yerushim without shib in the chosim, he collect based on shib in the chosim, from the assets that they got Birusha. But whatever they didn't get Birusha, for sure you don't pay. So Rashi holds also like this Tosis. You can collect from Yerushim without being based on Shivud Nechosim. So that's why Rashi is bothered. So why can't you collect from Metaltalin? He gives a whole different reason. Because you never know when they bought the Metaltalin. Maybe they bought it Lachamisa Zavim, maybe it's not Mishtab, a whole funny reason. And the Goinim did, and the other Goinim hold not so. The other Goinim hold no. You can only collect from Yerushim based on Shivud Nechosim. It's not Shibur Aguf. And that's why Metaltli Asalem Mishtab the Baal Chayv. There's no Shibur Nechosim on Metaltli. Why is Mil Baal Peh Goyvman Ayorishim and Goyvman Alekuches? Because Lioilim, the Gemara says, even in Mil Baal Peh, there should have been a Shibur Nechosim also. The only thing is that what? It's Mishum Seder the Lekuches. You'll ruin the whole real estate industry and make everybody Mishuge. So Mishum Seder, Mandi Yosef, Bitzina Yosef, and Slice Lekola, Mil Baal Peh, Slice Lekola. So the Chashash, Seder the Lekuches. So in the Rabbanon they said that we're not going to allow a Shim Nechosim and a Milvav Peh. But if you're talking about Yorshim, so what's the Pseid of the Lekuches? You're not going to ruin the real estate industry. So the Yorshim will give back the karka. So it's a different reason why. Not because to collect from Yorshim you don't need a Shibu Nechosim. That is considered Minei. The Rabbanon is considered Minei. No, there is a Shibu Nechosim. There is. The whole reason why they canceled, why they didn't want to make. If Shibura Deraisa, they cancel. If Shibura Lav Deraisa, but they didn't want to make. The reason why there's no, bottom line, there's no Shim Nechosim. There's no Shim Nechosim by Milval Peh, Legabi Lekuches, is because Leis Lekola and Pseida the Lekuches. But if you're talking about Yorshim, forget about the Kola, so there is Shim Nechosim. So that's a fundamental Machlek Zemeshen. So Taisis claims that collecting from Yorshim is based on Shibur Aguf, and you don't need the Ekni. So it's a fantastic Kiddush. And now they're going to prove it. Now they're going to have to prove it. So far they just stated it. So now they say, Kidemuchach, as is explicit in Perek Yesh Pcha. So then they're going to say, well, it's not so explicit because Rashi there has a different shot, but they're going to demolish Rashi. And they say, Rashi, Ubukuntris, Pirishas, Rashi over there doesn't agree with them, so they're going to rip apart Rashi. So then they're going to prove that their pshat is right. So it's going to be a Beferish Mishnah, it's going to be a Beferish Gemara, what they're going to say. So you got to see, okay, we'll learn that tomorrow. We'll have to take a look. These are very important places. Okay.